like to call the order of the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, November 26, 2018. And as has been our tradition for many years, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of November 13th.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the executive session minutes. Any changes or suggestions, or do we have a motion to approve? Okay. All in favor of the motion to approve, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that it's unanimous and that all council members are present. The reason for the special closed session under Maryland meetings law was to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Next is the regular session minutes of November 13, 2008.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the regular session minutes of November 13th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Next is that we have two public hearings. They're related. The first is, David, I just want to make sure we're correct. We need to have a public hearing and then a second public hearing. Is that the way it?
Okay,
that's fine. I just want to make sure we're doing it right. Okay. The first public hearing is on proposed ordinance 2018-05, which is defines the definition of group home within the town of Berlin. And Dave, would you, Dave and Dave?
Yeah. As we said at the first reading last meeting, we had ordinance number 2018-05. Is designed to add a definition for a group home to our section on definitions in the zoning chapter, which is chapter 108. And this is an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, Maryland, a Maryland municipal corporation, amending Article 6, Chapter 108, Article 1, Section 108-5, which is entitled Definitions, by adding a definition of a group home. And that definition is, a group home means a state-licensed community residential facility housing and providing rehabilitative services to eight or fewer persons, not including staff, who are developmentally disabled or are recovering from drug or alcohol addiction.
Okay. We will now open the hearing. Does anyone wish to address the Mayor and Council with any comments regarding the proposed ordinance 2018-05 defining group home? Seeing no comments, close the public hearing, and I now will entertain a motion to approve this ordinance if anybody cares to do so.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion to approve ordinance 2018-05. Which defines a group home within the town limits of Berlin. And the motion made by Councilman Burrell. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. I think it's great that now, hopefully more and more things are done to help people who are in this state of trying to overcome treatment. Drug and substance abuse, that we won't all have to kind of wing it. We'll know exactly what we're doing, and hopefully that'll help the people who might want to have a home here. Next is a public hearing on ordinance 2018-06. This ordinance simply states that a group home to be allowed in the town of Berlin as a conditional use in a B1 zoning district, which is a business district. And now we're going to open
here. It's also restricted in area.
Okay, in area. Yeah, oh, yeah. Wouldn't we read out where the area is? That would take it.
The area in which a group home may be permitted as a conditional use shall be restricted to the area of Old Ocean City Boulevard east of U.S. Route 113 and B1 Town Center District.
Again, when this was developed and talked about by the council, we thought it a good idea to have an area that is as in close proximity to Atlantic General Hospital as possible. And so far the feedback we've gotten has been encouraging. So now I'd like to open a hearing. We now have a public hearing on ordinance 2018-06. Does anyone wish to make any comments or statements regarding the proposed ordinance? Seeing none, I close the hearing. I will entertain a motion to approve ordinance 2018-06.
Question.
Sir.
Currently, if there is a home fitting within this definition that is not located in the area described, what does this ordinance do to that home?
That's a good question. It doesn't affect the bodies home that opened up. I'm not really aware that there are.
Well, usually when you enact an ordinance, it's from today forward. So any of the pre-existing,
I'm not aware of any other home of this type.
And where is that one?
We have one. We have a group home from the Center for Deaf Living, Independent Living. Uh-huh. That's been operating for 20-some years. But it's a different definition. And that would be under this ordinance, it would be a non-conforming use that could continue.
Okay. Thank you. I move to approve.
Okay. We have a motion to approve ordinance 2018-06 by Councilman Burrell. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Please note, again, that the vote was unanimous. All righty. Moving right along, we now are into developmental reports. First will be our Administrative Services Director, Mary Boland.
I have nothing to report this evening.
Okay. You got the memo, right? Sorry. Apparently the chief did too. Next will be Dave Engelhart, Planning Department.
The only thing further I would add, other than the ordinance that you just, the two ordinances, was last Monday and Tuesday, Town Administrator Laura Allen, Economic Development Director Ivy Wells, Megan Faller from the Water Resources, and myself, we attended a first-ever Maryland Climate Change Leadership Academy for 2 days. Interesting topic, lots of information, lots of things for all of us to keep our eye on and possibly worry about in the future, and it's a big program. We have 3 more conferences we'll need to go to and a lot of testing to pass, to get the first ever certifications in, they say the United States, correct? So, and this is given by the Association of Climate Change Officials, and I think it's going to be a lot of work, but I think it would be beneficial to the town, and moving forward maybe with some changes to our code to ensure that we're doing all we can to, like we have been, to be greener and sustainable and tailor it to Berlin, and maybe we can continue to be a model for some other people like we have in all the other areas that we've been. We thought it was, they crammed a lot of information at us, and it made us worry about the next few sessions, but we'll see where. Next time we're supposed to go is in January, so
And I remember what I think I know about this. This is something where climate change itself cannot be changed overnight.
Right.
In fact, no one really knows. But I think the emphasis here is in being better prepared for both the negative impacts and what we can do as a community to recover as quickly as possible by having as much in preparation, including materials and other things. And we'll learn event by event. But I think the thing is rather than just stand by and wring our hands, that we say, no, where are we likely to be impacted, and how much can we prepare for, and then how quickly can we recover from whatever Mother Nature does to us?
Yeah, huge impacts, economic, water, food, stuff even small things you wouldn't necessarily be aware of, even if you think you know the topic. They had a lot of good expert help there, and I think we'll have more. So we're looking forward to it.
Good. Thank you. Any questions for Dave? Next
I got, yeah, go ahead. I got one thing. I don't know if I'm beating on a dead horse or what, but is it possible, Dave, that you could ask the state highway, and G might know a little bit about this, that road that we've been talking about, Seahawk Road, it's an island there right by the new projects, and all it is painted. And the highway did such a great job out here on 113, putting those curb cuts in at the intersections.
Yeah.
I can't see why they can't do a curb cut island out on Seahawk Road. It would make it a lot more safety.
I could reach out to them and see what, I'll talk to the district engineer and I'll talk to the people over in Salisbury at the district office.
If they say they need a letter, do I have your permission to write a letter basically of support?
Absolutely.
I think that curving there at the end of Franklin Avenue is so superior to anything that's been there for 60 years, and it seems like it would apply as a layman to that same situation. It's so similar.
I'm not an engineer, but that curbing would make it so much safe.
At the entrance to the new complex,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Separates the traffic.
Yeah. It's something comparable in Ocean Pines. When you leave the PRMC medical facility, you can only go that one way, and they have curbs not allowing you to make that quick turn, like I've seen on Seahawk Road. Folks will start out of going to 50, and they just turning,
or going in there from Flower Street. I see that too.
Where
they're not supposed to be entering.
South
entrance, right. They go right in there because that's possible to do. Now they added a curb at our request there, so the people weren't running over onto the grass and dirt area, and it also kind of makes them have to make a sharper turn, so with a larger vehicle they can't do it. And they did add that right away when we questioned that. But as far as out in the roadway, that like where I think everyone's talking about, we haven't talked about that with them. But what they proposed, State Highway approved, early on before the project was even started, because they wanted these changes. But I'll talk to them. They wanted these changes to go in conjunction. You remember the summer before they did all that intersection work out at the corner of Seahawk Road and US 50, mm-hmm. By the corner of the high school, by the Harley-Davidson mm-hmm. building. They improved all of that, and they made them widen Seahawk Road, the developer, to meet their work, their mm-hmm. extra turn mm-hmm. lane. So that was all approved by State Highway, even though it's our road. Seahawk is a Berlin road, not a State Highway road.
I think, just if you don't mind, pass on our concern, is one that it's a measure that needs to be taken for safety. It's not about convenience. I think the traffic flow makes sense, but
those
lines let's face it, in today's world, I'm not sure people even notice them.
No.
And, you know, I think that most people see lines on a dual highway and know which way they're supposed to be going. But
I'll talk to the district engineer first, and then we'll see where we have to go bumping it upstairs within the organization. Sure. Because we have a good working relationship with him.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to track back to Chief Downing. Chief, we're doing our departmental reports. Anything you'd like to report tonight?
Good evening, everyone. We're just working on the parades. Currently, we have officers in Pocomoke with that parade, and we'll be assisting in Snow Hill. And we have our local partners actually going to be assisting us with our parade also. Nothing further to report.
Okay, great. Very good. And next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. First, we had a very successful tree lighting and open house on Friday night. Everyone seemed to be having a good time. I think it was a record crowd. The shops did amazing, and everyone had fun. So thanks to everyone who participated in that, especially Tim's department and Public Works for helping with that. It's a lot of work to be able to get the ice sculpture put into place and close the roads, and Merle was there, and it was just a really wonderful night.
They know officially we attribute all that to magic. Just so you know, the official word is magic.
Christmas magic. Christmas magic. Christmas magic.
It was the top hat. Plus, two of the newest shops have opened up on Friday. Yummy Puppy had their soft opening on Friday. I think I'm maybe getting sick, so.
Watch your day.
Take it down. Dreamweaver also opened. Because of this, I'm done now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Ivy? Okay. Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Yes. Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you're all aware, Laura is across the big pond. And, so I'm pinch hitting. But things that I want to bring to everyone's attention, the evening of the Christmas parade on December the 6th at 4:30 here, volunteers, please show up. There'll be plenty of food, plenty of beverage, so that'll be for all the folks here. On the 14th at noon, again in this room, we'll have our holiday luncheon. Mayor and Council, please. Okay, the theme this year is?
Polar Express.
Okay. Polar Express. Polar Express. Get ready.
Okay. Polar Express.
And then.
Making a note.
I consider it another joyous announcement. Barry Daniels, the meter tech in the electric utility, he has formally announced his retirement. He will retire effective December 30 of 2018, and his retirement ceremony will take place in this room as well on the 19th at 1 p.m.
How many years?
28. Okay, and going forward, his replacement has been hired, and I have to say this with tongue-in-cheek, Barry looks like a banny hen running around the town now. He's tickled to death with his replacement.
Good.
So that's a good sign.
That's a very good sign.
What date was that?
His retirement will be on 12/19.
Just give him that.
And the luncheon?
And the luncheon is on 12/14. And Tom Goyes is cooking the hot dogs.
And we're not having hot dogs. We're
very good.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Only hot dogs.
Yes. The meal is actually being catered by Jimmy's Bridgeville. It's no longer called Jimmy's Grill.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
And does that also basically include your top administrator's report and everything?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any questions for Jeff? I don't have any comments tonight except to say that it was a very positive weekend. Obviously, there was a lot of activity getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, but I agree with Ivy from the viewpoint I had, it certainly seemed like the largest crowd, and I have more confidence in that because Tom Schultes, who was providing all the music and setting the tone for the evening, he said it was the biggest he'd seen. So I said, well, you've seen a lot more crowds than I have. So if Tom says it was the biggest, I think it was. I think the cold weather didn't deter people from coming out, But I do think it probably encouraged people to go home as early as they could, which is nothing wrong with that. But that's it. Does anyone have any comments?
I have nothing.
The only thing I have is I have a brand new grandson.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Pop Roy.
Yeah, yeah, well,
Pop Roy.
Six.
Pop Roy. Six.
What's the name?
Well, you had an early Christmas present.
Caleb.
Great.
I don't have a fan.
No. Thanks.
But
you're good.
Dave, the maps you brought for me to look at, Elroy took care of my concerns, so I don't need.
Okay. I'm glad to show it to you. I got it set up in the other room. So.
Okay.
If you like, it's up to you.
I'll take a look.
just initial. No. good. We're all squared there? Okay. Do we have any comments or anything that anybody wants to bring before the council from anyone in attendance tonight? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Oh, and the press. Does the press have any questions?
Okay. Move to adjourn. You got to move to adjourn.